The Ladies Library Association in Kalamazoo has recently broken ground on a $2.1 million project to make their historic 130-year-old building more wheelchair accessible and more useful to the community. WMUK's Nancy Camden talked with two library members to learn about the building's national significance to women's history.
The Ladies Library Association building in downtown Kalamazoo, finished in 1879, is on the National Register of Historic Places. This building is historic because it was the first in the nation to be owned exclusively by women, and it took legislation in the state of Michigan to make that possible. It all began when Lucinda Hinsdale Stone came to town in 1843.
She herself wanted to go to college and was ridiculed for wanting to do that.
Paula Jamison is the first vice president of the Still Vital Philanthropic Organization.
She was very interested in getting groups of women together to begin reading. The group here in Kalamazoo, which began with three women who got together to read to one another for, quote, their mutual benefit, it attracted more and more women. The Kalamazoo organization, in a way, was the grandmother of the ladies' library movement. There's a story of her going to a rural area outside of Kalamazoo, recruiting women to join a sewing circle because the women wouldn't have been interested in getting together to read, and their husbands probably wouldn't have been very supportive. So the women got together to sew, and Lucinda would bring in articles from newspapers, things about current events or books. They sewed while they were there, but they were coming because they were looking forward to hearing what was being read.
In a town without a library, the association wanted to share books with others, so they started a subscription library.
To join, you contributed a book or a dollar towards a book, and that gave you borrowing privileges.
Member June Cottrell.
Throughout those years, they really, really wanted to have a home of their own.
First, they had to get legislation passed allowing women to borrow money and own property.
Once that was accomplished, of course, they were very anxious to get going with the building, but then along came the Civil War, and that put it on hold.
Well, after the Civil War, the ladies continued to lend out books.
They met various places, churches, stores, the courthouse. They were meeting in Fireman's Hall.
They did charge fines for overdue books. One of the early treasurers, she was a big proponent of building of our own, as they said. And she would pool the money from the fines, and she would lend it out to businessmen in town, many of them husbands of the members, and charge interest. And as a result of that, by the time they were feeling they were ready to go forward with the building, which would have been in about 1875 or so, they had amassed about $3,000, which, of course, at that point was a lot of money. The actual cost of the structure was $8,000, so they had a shortfall, and they continued to have to borrow and raise funds, but they did it. And this building was opened in 1879. In the room we're in, shelves contained books that were published mostly in the 19th century with these beautiful bindings, not just literature, books on science, and a disproportionate amount, considering the size of the collection, of books on and about women. One of our members is a researcher archivist, and she can trace over 100 clubs in the Midwest and in the East that directly traced their roots to the Ladies Library Association here in Kalamazoo.
We're the third oldest women's club in the country and the oldest in Michigan. And there's always been activity here in this building. We've never had a downtime where we were not the Ladies Library Association of Kalamazoo.
For WMUK, I'm Nancy Camden.